And hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. My name's Mike Rubin. Thanks for making us part of your day, your ride, your whatever it may be, and tuning in to hear a little bit about UHS as we approach Thanksgiving. And it's an important milestone. We're at the end of the first quarter, and you know, one of the things I had said in the waning moments of the summer to our staff and our admin team, and I think I actually said this potentially at a school board meeting and definitely at a couple of our parent meetings, that the Thanksgiving milestone was going to be a big one, that if we could get to Thanksgiving without any significant closure, our procedures we would know were working, we would know people were being mindful of just how challenging this was, and people would be respecting our guidelines. Now, I can't speak to what everybody's doing on the weekends, and I certainly can't speak to the different challenges that families are facing with respect to the current spike on a statewide level, which is affecting us all. What I can say is that we are on the verge of approaching the Thanksgiving holiday, and I am so thankful that we have been able to stay open. With the exception of our one-day pivot to remote to allow the Board of Health contact tracing, which did not impact us beyond that one day, we have been open for business. And, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't sometimes wonder what it would look like if we got a few more kids back in. I'd be lying if I didn't think to myself, you know, what would be possible with some, you know, different metrics. And I start wondering what if. And, you know, as a coach, I used to play for and then later coached with, and as I would sometimes say to my teams, if you know, ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. The reality is those are a lot of ifs, and I've stopped worrying about those and instead have focused on what we have, and I am really happy for what we've been able to do. I do think there are still some challenges that face us, and there will continue to be challenges that face us all year long, particularly as we head into, you know, as we're now in the midst of cold and flu season and, you know, the spiking numbers, people spending more time indoors. The Thanksgiving holiday is nerve-wracking. I mean, I've spent every single Thanksgiving of my life with my parents, and this is not going to be one that we're going to get together for because we've decided as a family to really limit our contacts for safety's sake. So, you know, my usual Thanksgiving gathering of close to 20 people is probably going to be just my immediate core family and the four of us. And we'll make the best of it. And we'll make some phone calls and we'll, you know, potentially do a virtual call and we will sacrifice that. I know some families will not, but I do ask that all families be safe. And they take the measures to be safe. If you're leaving the state for the weekend, please be aware of the travel restrictions, and please do your part to not bring anything into the building. People have been great about that. They really have. But it also makes me very, very nervous, and I think, you know, everybody can sort of understand why. The reality is this has been a heavy lift. This has been some challenging times, but I'm really proud of the staff, and I'm really proud of the students. We're at the 8-week mark. We did conduct some surveys. We did quite a bit of gathering feedback from our students, our staff, and our parents. I just want to share some of those numbers with our broader community. And you know, we're at a point now where we have a growing number of students who are choosing to be remote only. I think that has to do with some fear about spread. I could tell you that our building is safe, but I also understand people's reasons. From a feedback standpoint, the students are often surveyed in class, but we did collect some collective data, and we do this every week as part of advisory. Most of the time, students are indicating that they're tired, but the second highest rate of response comes for Happy. And you know, most of the students' feedback is that they're doing okay. You know, they're sleeping well, they're participating in class, and you know, about 80% of them are saying that they're either completely on track or doing okay. And then the next one is there's, you know, probably about 10% that would indicate they're falling behind. And that's based on a series of hundreds and hundreds of responses on a week-to-week basis. Our student feedback on the challenge of work has been belled. You know, there are a couple people who think it's, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being way too easy and 10 being way too hard. 1 and 10, you know, 1 and 2 and 9 and 10 are pretty close. And most of the students are rating the work as, you know, a 4, a 5, a 6, or a 7. And that's actually where we would want it to be. From a parent standpoint, we ask about, you know, how's the schedule, how's hybrid been working? Again, also very belled, you know, with 1 being it's awful and 10 being it's perfect. You know, we have 13 awfuls, we have 14 perfects. And that's out of, you know, almost 250 responses. And again, most people, 5, 6, 7, and 8, as far as their rating goes. So some of the successes, people are very positive as far as the safety. They've been very positive as far as the communication they've been getting from us, and very positive feedback on at-home learning as being improved over what we did in the spring and in terms of accountability. But there are some challenges as far as, you know, challenges about following Google Classroom or getting knowing when specific due dates are coming. And we are going to, as we get to December, try and pull together a Google Classroom tutorial for parents. We know that's probably overdue, but we will put something together and maybe start doing some town halls as well as we did over the summer. We understand that there have been a lot of challenges identified, you know, with kids feeling like the two cohorts are disconnected. And some parents want kids back in school more. So do we. But we have to be mindful of safety and the reality of what's going on out in the you know, the so-called real world right now. You know, we also realize that there are some folks who said, you know, it's too much work. And then for every person who said this is too much work that we're asking the kids to do, there have been people who have said it's not enough. So, and then there are a lot of people who were really frustrated with the guidelines for sports. And, you know, I'm not really going to get into the nuances of the decision making again about sports. But at this point, I just hope people understand how difficult it was to get a sports season at all. Those of us who have been working at the state level are grateful for what had happened over the course of this season, that we were able to get through it as well as we could. And we're looking forward to some form of winter, and we'll hopefully have that guidance from the Commonwealth very, very soon. You know, from our staff, you know, the biggest challenges we've identified as a staff has really been about, you know, in terms of the time they're spending on feedback and instructional planning. You know, spending time with, you know, I think giving students back what they need so they can move forward. And in planning for instruction is different in a hybrid model. They have also been trying to utilize time on the Wednesday for them to collaborate and to give students time to work on things for class that are assigned on a week-to-week basis. To be clear, that means that there isn't always a specific assignment just for Wednesday afternoon, but really something that may be done on Monday or Tuesday to be due for Thursday or Friday. The kids have the bulk of the day to work on. And, you know, the staff is worried about cold and flu season and different things coming into the building, and I can't say I blame them. You know, we're working on, you know, making sure that we, you know, are focused, I guess, on ensuring that all our students are engaged. This is the time of year when, even in the best of considerations, nights get longer, days get colder, kids start losing that honeymoon of the start of the school year. So the good news is the things that we are seeing are exactly the same as we would in a normal school year. The number of kids who are not engaging is consistent with previous school years. It's just harder because the kids aren't here for us to push and prod. You know, overall, we're doing okay. And I'm not going to say it's perfect. We're going to continue to push forward and address some of the challenges, and we're going to continue to work on making them better, whether it's through professional development, through continuing to improve our own plans, working with our partners, and, you know, dealing with some of the priorities of families and communicating as best we can. Again, now we're past Thanksgiving, we hope, and or at Thanksgiving. And so if we can get past Thanksgiving and now get to our next milestone, which would be the holiday break, that would be great. That's our hope. I mentioned partners because we do have a number of partners with whom we work, and they are awesome. And one of them this year that we have worked with very closely has been the Parabola Project. You've probably heard that name thrown around a little bit. They are a collaborative instructional team from what's called the Learning Accelerator and public health partners from Ariadne Labs, which is part of the Harvard School of Public Health. They've been giving us resources, they've been offering us feedback, and they have been facilitating some conversations to make our teaching and learning better, to make our safety procedures better. We've been working with them since the summer. It has been a great relationship. And in our next segment here, you're going to hear from Jin Soo Ha, who is one of the primaries and principals at the Parabola Project with whom we have worked. And you'll get a sense of our joint collaboration. So before we turn things over to the conversation with Jin Soo, I just want to say on behalf of all of us here at Uxbridge High School for everyone to have a happy, healthy, and most importantly, a very safe Thanksgiving holiday. I know that this year has been challenging, but I hope that everyone still finds something for which they are thankful. I know I will. I'm thankful for, just to name a few, on a professional level, our great staff, the support of this community, and our students who have rolled with so much. So here's a chat with Jin Soo Ha of the Parabola Project. Until next time, folks, I'm Mike Rubin. Enjoy and have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this segment of our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast. And delighted to be joined by Jin Soo Ha of the Parabola Project, a group that's been working with us at Uxbridge over the last several months as we've both prepared for this unusual start to the school year, but also continued to identify some challenges that are common to schools everywhere, but specifically, you know, Uxbridge. So Jin Soo, thank you for taking more time with us here in Uxbridge to share a little bit about your passions and your work.
No, for sure. Happy to do it. And we really appreciated this partnership.
So yeah, our partnership started over the summer. I mean, as one of the pilot districts in Massachusetts working on some resources, but for those who've been out there seeing like maybe some of our web posts that, you know, social media that say, you know, hey, Uxbridge partnering with the Parabola Project. What is the Parabola Project for the layperson out there?